Advent, the season of somebody that's coming, an arrival. We already know who it is, the Lord Jesus Christ. We also have a wonderful day for Kyle, a confirmant for us, who are preparing for a confirmation. We'll have a welcome ceremony right after the homily for him, his sponsor, and then ourselves as our parish. To welcome him on the process to confirmation, and praise God, and good to have you both. I'd like to think of our readings today from a few different individuals in different times and places. First was with the prophet Isaiah, who was prophesying about 600 or 700 years before Jesus Christ was born. A wonderful reading that we listened. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, with the mountains quaking before you. While you wrought awesome deeds we could not hope for, such as they had not heard of from of old. No ear has ever heard, no eye ever seen, any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait for him. The Israelites were waiting. Like Jesus said, to be watchful, to be alert. That's what the Israelites were doing for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And they were waiting for their Messiah, their King. As a Jewish culture, they were waiting for the King that would come in as a general. Somebody with richness and strength, as a general with soldiers, to go against other places and nations, to be in charge. So they were waiting. They were watching. Again, think of them for centuries before Jesus came on the earth. And the gospel today, it was kind of odd, wasn't it, that we were listening to Jesus talking after his birth, after Christmas. So I think it's kind of cool in some ways to think about in our position. The disciples already knew Jesus, right? But at the same time, they still didn't know everything. He was telling them, be watchful, be alert. The day could come. He's talking about a few different ways of a day that's coming. I mean, one obviously was the disciples didn't know he was going to die on a cross. They didn't know when that would come. They had no clue. And then they didn't know that he would die and then rose from the dead. They had no clue about that. They didn't know the king was going to come actually as a humble king to serve the poor, to give his life, to offer forgiveness and gifts. And they had no idea that he would die and rise. No clue. So for us today, we kind of know the story. We know what every year, what time, it's Advent, it's Christmas on the 25th. But I like thinking about these different positions that weren't after the time of the birth. And a third person, Mary. Mary, almost a young child, like a teenager. And 9 months before of Christmas, she heard an angel, Gabriel. And today we call it the Annunciation. We actually put the date because we don't really know the date of Christmas, what day it was. So we just put in as a church 9 months earlier. So if you remember, March 25th was the feast for the Annunciation. And Mary, when she heard this, she didn't know a man. And then she said, fiat. Fiat. Let it be to me according to your word. So at that point in history, only she and then her husband Joseph knew that the king was coming. Two people, and the third in the womb, the only ones that knew, because they had already been prepped. They had been waiting and watching. And nobody in the world knew what was coming. Mary, I'm sure, gave many of her time, her talent, and her gifts to the child in her womb. Everything she had, she knew Jesus for 9 months straight. And Joseph would be second, right? That he knew it was coming. He prepared her. She protected her and her little one. And now we are 2017. December 3rd today and 25th on Christmas. We know the story. We've heard it over and over. We know Christmas is coming. But still, Jesus is telling you what he told the disciples. Be watchful. Be alert. If you open your hearts to the Holy Spirit, if you offer what you have to give away, your time, your talent, and treasure, you will know something totally new in your heart and your soul and your faith and your mission. So let's walk this Advent together, as quick as it is, to listen to the readings, to pray during Mass, come to confession, to speak the Lord in our hearts with silence and quietness. And think about these individuals that were before Jesus was born, those that were after Jesus was born, but before he died. And our Queen, Mother Mary, who knew it was coming. And we do too. But you can call us to something new in your hearts.